This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. Anthony's in the North End. We thank God for Graham Bell, who invented the telephone. We thank God. Many years ago, he had this idea, and here we are being able to contact people via the telephone all around the world. So thank God for Graham Bell in the name of Jesus. Today I'm reading from John, the 6th chapter. I tell you, whoever believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and never die. I am the living bread. I am the living bread. I came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Well, today, Anthony and I and Father Matt celebrated the Eucharist, we heard the Word of God, and we consumed the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can never get any closer when we receive the Eucharist until we get to heaven, because we receive the one who died, was buried, and who rose from the dead. We received him today by grace and by faith. And you know, there are many people who left the Catholic Church and they're eating bread and not the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, many, many people have been disappointed in the church. But I knew as a child I could never be anything but a Catholic, because in the church I would receive the Word of God and the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist. I could never, ever change my faith, because I knew he was absolutely present as Eucharist as he is in heaven. We received heaven this morning. We received Jesus this morning. We received the risen Lord this morning. Anthony.
The greatest gift for God to ever give to this world, Jesus in the Eucharist. What we eat, we become. What we consume, we become. Even science shows us. Our DNA is fed by the food we eat. And what greater gift would there be to eat the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ? When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit 7 years ago and I gave my life to Jesus, I didn't know much. But what I did know by the power of the Holy Spirit, that when the priest consecrated the host, it became Jesus. It became Jesus, and Jesus has given me the opportunity to consume him and eat him. And you know, when I first came to God, there was a battle for my soul, and every time I would be in a church, there would be peace, and when I would walk outside the church, it would be all hell would break loose. But the Holy Spirit in me was just ravenous to consume Jesus, and I would go to Mass too. Three, sometimes even four times a day. I didn't know we weren't supposed to do that, but I did know that Jesus was present in the Eucharist, and I could consume him. And every time I consumed Jesus, I could feel the presence of God. I could feel the light of Christ filling me from the inside out, driving out darkness, driving out depression, driving out anxiety, driving out fear, driving out doubt. And every time I consumed the Eucharist, I was being made more and more the image of Jesus Christ. I was being set free more and more and more. And then I found out about adoration, where they put Jesus on the altar in the monstrance, and we get to gaze upon him and just sit with our risen Lord in the sacrament. And yes, Jesus is always with us, and he lives inside me by the power of the Holy Spirit. But until you have consumed Jesus, sat with him in the Blessed Sacrament, there is an encounter. And I would sit in adoration, and it would be during COVID. I would go overnight at St. William's, and it would seem like I would be there maybe for 2 or 3 hours. But I'd look at my phone, I'd be there for 6 and 7 and 8 hours. And in that time, in the spirit realm, Jesus would take me places. I would go into visions. I would be cleaned out. You know, we see every great saint, Saint Therese, Padre Pio, whoever your favorite saint is. And if you look at their writings, the one thing they could never live without is the Eucharist.
I remember when I was a child, I remember being drawn to the Blessed Sacrament. When I was a child, we had in our church once a year 40 hours devotion, which they exposed the Blessed Sacrament for 40 hours. I would run to the church to be with Jesus. Oh, I had that grace to be with Jesus as Eucharist. And as a child, I would think things like this. If someone came into the church and tried to take away the Holy Eucharist, I would go and fight with them. I was thinking these things as a little kid, because this is Jesus, the Son of God. This is Jesus, the Son of the Eternal Father. And so many people have left the body and blood of Jesus for the Word. I tell you, I need Word and I need sacrament. I need Word, I need sacrament, and I need the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, there's no Word. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no sacrament. Without the Holy Spirit, I'm not a Christian. We need the presence, power of the Holy Spirit, so that we could consume the Lord Jesus Christ as Eucharist and in his Word. You see, the prophets ate the Word of God, and it was sweet in their mouths and bitter in their stomachs. I tell you, we need to eat the Word of God, not with our teeth, but with our hearts. We need to be scriptural people, because there are so many people that are not scriptural people. They love Jesus, but they don't know the Bible any more than I know the Quran. Unfortunately, they do not read the scriptures. We come to know Jesus present in the Holy Scriptures. Yes, you need to read the scriptures. Start with the Apostle John, the 4th chapter, or the 4th evangelist, and read and eat and digest the Word of God. And when you come to the 6th chapter of St. John, he will say, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread your ancestors ate in the wilderness and died, those who eat this bread, the body and blood of Christ, will live forever. Hallelujah.
And it's not a symbol. It's not a reenactment. It's Jesus fully there, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Mm. You know, when I first came to Jesus, and I was just so enthralled with the Holy Spirit, I would go from conference to conference to conference, just wanting more and more of Jesus, and watch sermon after sermon, which are great and holy things. But the closer I get to Jesus, the more I realize that I can draw everything from the Eucharist. And as I sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I am being filled with the light of Christ, directly from Jesus Christ. That I am being saturated with God's power, with God's love, with God's grace, with God's heart. You know, when after people walk out from adoration, you can see that their whole face is glowing. Their skin is glowing. Their eyes are glowing. Their body's glowing. And you say, where'd you just come from? You came from heaven. Because as Jesus is present in the church, in the chapel, in the Blessed Sacrament, you are literally sitting in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ is pouring out his power and his love. And you see, go to masstimes.org, find a church, taste and see that has adoration, and just go sit and be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day, you know, there's some days where it's God's will for me to have to work a long time, 12, 13 hours. But even on those days, I cannot go a day without 2 or 3 or 4 hours with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. It used to be more, but, you know, it's just there is no greater experience. I don't know how anyone could ever or would want to ever go without the Eucharist, without being with Jesus. That when you eat the Eucharist, you're eating light, you're eating health, you're eating love, you're eating God himself. And God is filling you in with his light. Every cell in your body is being flooded with light. You're being flooded with God's healing. You're being flooded with God's love. You know, it was the greatest gift today before I went to work when I found out we were going to do Mass, me, Father Tom, and Father Matt in the little chapel. And in that little chapel, it was 4 people. It was me, Father Tom, Father Matt, and Jesus present in the Blessed Sacrament in front of our eyes.
Hallelujah. We need that our hearts would be pierced with the truth. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. Do you know what happened after he said that? Many of his disciples left him. Oh, yes. And a disciple was not a Sunday Catholic. They had given up homes and lands and parents to follow Jesus. And they said, this saying is too hard. We're going to leave. And they left. And Jesus didn't call them back. Why? Because what he said, he meant. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Oh, yes, these words of Jesus. We see at the Last Supper, Jesus takes bread, blesses the bread, looks up to heaven and says, take and eat. This is my body. Oh, not this is like my body. Not this is a symbol of my body. This is my body. And then he took a chalice and he looked up to heaven and blessed it and said, take and drink. This is the chalice of my blood. The chalice of my blood. The chalice of my blood. I remember when I was in the seminary, one of the priests was distributing the blood of Jesus, and some of it spilled on the ground. He didn't go with the purificator to clean it up. I waited for everyone to leave. I got a purificator, and I mopped the blood of the Lamb in that purificator, because it is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It should not be on the floor. It should be on the altar and in our hearts and in our mouths and in our lives.
Yeah. And you see, that's why Jesus gave us a church, so that we would understand truth. That we won't, the further away we get from the Catholic Church, the further away we move from truth. You know, in these deep truths of the Eucharist, of the sacrament, of our Blessed Mother, that only allow us to love, only allow us to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit more and more. These things are gifts. The Eucharist is the greatest gift. Confession is the greatest gift. But the devil knows that. The devil knows the power it puts in you. And the devil hates the Blessed Sacrament. The devil hates the Blessed Mother. The devil hates when people go to confession and they become free. So he fights it. He knows he could never eliminate Jesus, but he wants to eliminate the avenues of grace. God gave us a church, and the church gave us the Bible. It wasn't ordained by God that everyone reads the Bible and they just do what they think. Because then we don't have one church. We have 40,000, 50,000 denominations, and everyone thinks they're right. God has ordained a church so we come into unity, so we all walk in the fullness of truth. The fullness of truth. You see, salvation comes by Jesus Christ and the belief in his name and follow him. But salvation is the beginning. That is where it begins. My goal isn't to just get to heaven. My goal is to be filled with grace, filled with power, filled with God's love, and change this world for him. And you know, what we can do in the spiritual realm is far greater than we can do in the physical sometimes. Yes, maybe I am preaching the word of God and Father is, and it's going to a lot of people. But there is a monk or a nun living in a monastery somewhere, living by the Eucharist, living by silent prayer, which is infusing this world with more grace than me or Father could ever give. And we're living off. We're living off their prayer. We're living off their holiness. We're living off their grace that is being released into this world. See, as a body of Christ, Jesus is the head and we are the body. And all bodies do different parts. But you see, God, the greatest way the grace of God comes to this earth is through the Eucharist and through the adoration of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament.
Well, I'm telling you this. As a little child, I knew it was Jesus. As a little child, I was drawn to the Blessed Sacrament. As a little child, when we had 40 hours devotion, I was there as much as I could be. And I worked in the Salesian Oratory, and there was down the hall a chapel of the Blessed Sacrament. I worked there, and I would go and visit the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember once I had dislocated my left arm, and we were going to the city hospital. And as we were going, because we had many appointments there, as we were going, there was a church that was open, and we would all go, my mother and I, in front of the Blessed Sacrament and ask Jesus to heal my left arm. I tell you, I was blessed with the, not only experience, but with the knowledge that the Blessed Sacrament is the Blessed Sacrament. It is the presence of Jesus as real as in heaven. Oh, yes, and many people have left the Blessed Sacrament. Remember what Jesus said in John 6, "Will you too leave?" And they said, Peter said, "You, how can we leave? You alone have the words of eternal life. And we have come to believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Do not take the Eucharist for granted. This is heaven on earth. Do not take the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, for granted. This is Jesus until he comes again. For we shall do this until he comes again. And when he comes again, we not need to have Mass, because we will see him as he is, face to face. I want you to look in your computers to the miracle of Lanciano, L-A-N-C-I-A-N-O, Lanciano, the miracle of Lanciano, L-A-N-C-I-A-N-O. Read about the miracle of Lanciano. It is such a powerful, 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 powerful read. Do it. If you're confused about the Eucharist, go and look up the miracle of Lanciano, L-A-N-C-I-A-N-O. There was a priest that was doubting about the presence of Jesus as Eucharist. You read it and see what happened. See the power of God.
So if you're feeling condemned, don't. This broadcast, the Lord is talking to you because he wants to give you more. He wants to give you the fullness of faith. He wants to give you the fullness of himself in the Eucharist. He wants to allow you to be filled with the light of the world, Jesus Christ, in sacramental form. Jesus dwells with you through the power of the Holy Spirit, but there is more for you. Jesus gave the Eucharist for the whole world. He gave it for the whole world. And do not allow the devil to deceive you and to take you away from the greatest gift that this world has ever been given. That you can receive healing in the Eucharist. That you can receive an abundant life in the Eucharist. That you can receive the power of God in the Eucharist. You see, before we have glory nights, and me and Father, we pray for people, and the glory comes through us, and people become healed, and people fall on the ground, and they encounter Jesus in an incredible way. They say, well, how does God use you like that? Well, I can speak for myself, because I spend my life in adoration with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel. And I stay there for hours and hours, as many hours as I can. I used to spend a lot of hours watching TV. Now I just gaze on the face of Jesus. And when I come out of that chapel, I am filled with 10,000 cc's of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Every cell in my body is electrified. I am filled with the light of Christ, and I am glowing in the power of God. Not because it's me, because this is the result of adoring Jesus. And all that they see in the ministry is an overflow of what I am receiving from Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. You know, I don't do it so I can pray for people. I do it because I love Jesus, and there's no greater way to be intimate with the Lord Jesus. You see, God created us for a relationship, and that relationship, Jesus wants intimacy with you. He wants you to know him intimately. Jesus knows you intimately, but do you know Jesus intimately? Today, look up what every great saint, Padre Pio, Saint Anthony, you know, just name your favorite saint, Saint Therese, Saint Teresa, and look what they say about the Eucharist and the Blessed Sacrament. And then ask yourself, does my pastor, do I know more than these great saints? Do I know Jesus better? And can I trust myself more than I can trust them and what Jesus has revealed to them?
Amen. I'm telling you, the Satanist will not go to a church unless it's Catholic to desecrate the Eucharist. The Satanists hate the Eucharist. They do not go to other churches. They go to the Orthodox or Roman Catholic Church to get the Eucharist, to destroy it, to destroy it. We can learn a lot from our enemies. They know it's Jesus, and they hate him, and they want to desecrate him. But I tell you, even as they desecrate Jesus as Eucharist, Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus does not hold anything against them. He is looking for their conversion and his love for them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you know what? So many people who have hated the sacrament of the altar have come to know, and I mean to know experientially, that this is the bread come down from heaven, the body, the blood, the soul, and the divinity of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord,
it's for you.
Yes, it's for you. And if you left the church, get the confession. Start receiving. Start receiving the body and blood of the Lamb. Often, as often as you do this in memory of me. Not as seldom, but as often as you do this. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.